Dorno Porter.
I'm just really, really looking forward to speaking to a man and really finding out what polygamy for a man is all about, because I've got a feeling that it's a very different thought process and emotional context for a man to a woman.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dawn Porter!
I had no idea I was going to feel crushed out and depressed. I had no idea that I was going to completely lose my social life. I thought it was just 2 months.
So I need to just get my head around this. And I can't get my head around this.
Are you lovers?
No.
Do you think you might be lovers?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't want to be rude, but that seriously freaked me out.
Remember this. Remember the natural look. I could see how it could get addictive, because you see yourself like that, and then you see yourself like that, and you just think, oh, that's what I want the world to see.
God, I look beautiful.
Thank you.
The glamorous images that these young girls see is exclusive to that moment, and behind the scenes, life is actually quite miserable.
This is where Baby first saw Johnny. This is the kitchen where pregnant Penny cries. This is where all the activities took place, like hopping. This is the sign that says bald knobs 3 times. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my first wedgie in 17 years.
Really, really not worried. You're going to be fab.
So how do you think I'll go down in a lesbian bar?
I don't know.
And I'm going to give me some booty.
Can I have 2 lemons and a banana? It wasn't uncomfortable or weird, but it really was an incredible experience.
What bothers you?
Is it polygamy or is it just a really high sex drive?
That's a tough question. I've wondered that myself.
I'm just going to have a quick look if you don't mind.
And that's when you're thinking, this isn't about love and this isn't about chemistry. This is just about you getting laid.
There's a stereotype of a slightly rotund man and a slightly perverse look in his eye. Well, that dude was that.
Who is Simpson's first loyalty to?
At that moment in time, the person he's sitting opposite.
It's actually really flattering when a brand approaches you because they think you represent them. Yeah. Like Cheryl Cole, she got L'Oreal because of her lovely hair, didn't she? Mylene Klass, Marks and Spencer's beautiful body. And me. I got potatoes.
Do you think that men come here because they think the geisha are prostitutes?
I want somewhere scenic, airy, preferably not inhabited by children.
If this result is positive, then it will change my life in the respect that everything I was ever scared of is now going to be a reality.
I remember when we lived at Nana and Pop's and I went into the kitchen one day, I would have been just about to turn 7, so really young, and she was just standing in the kitchen crying and getting so close to the age where she was first diagnosed, and I'm too scared to check my own breasts. I'm going to admit it. Like, I know I should have been doing it for years, but every time I go to do it, I get so scared of what I might find that I don't really do it very well.
I just find the entire prospect absolutely terrifying. I'm so shocked by this.
I remember reading Jack and the Beanstalk to her, and she just cried and cried and cried and cried and cried. And just like all these years later, you realise that that would have been when she just found out that she probably had 6 weeks to live.
You know, you do go by your small memories and what people tell you. And this is just going to make her memory trigger more than anything.
Honestly, those moments are everything. Everything.
See, that gives me a lot of solace, really.
Say, we have some news for you. It's good news, hopefully.
I was so ready for you to tell me I had it then. I just gave that 8 weeks, just presuming the worst. Oh, my God, what a relief.
Having spent the last few months seeing young women deal with the devastation of breast cancer and some facing an early death, I feel very lucky. These extraordinary women have made me realise, like never before, how precious life is. And now I no longer have to live in fear. I'm just going to make the most of mine.
I see someone in front of me who moved on to an innocent young girl like my daughter.
Yeah, well, I guess that is what you'd see.
Were you nervous at first?
No, not really.
Really?
No.
You just put it all out?
Yeah.
That is that thing of, God, we've been through this already and you've just arrived.
Babies start popping up everywhere and everyone's getting all mysterious on me.
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, Meredith. Say baby. And you think I want it?
Yes.
There's been convictions or arrests.
I will just leave.
There are a lot of people out there that say you're wrong. How dare you judge us?
Oh,
no, you're not showing this on TV.
No, this will never make the final cut. Hey, the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before. Never felt yes, I swear.